Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
Sensitivity.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Cygnos.
At the moment, Lil Durk's entire world is falling apart. In what felt like a matter of days, he went from being at the top of his game to being stranded in a tiny jail cell. But while his fans, friends, and family are hoping that he'll be freed and that he isn't as cooked as he looks, there are plenty of people who will be celebrating the fact that he's behind bars. Because over the course of his life in the streets of Chicago, the OTF leader made a lot of enemies, some of whom who aren't even around to see this murder for hire trial go down. And these are the victims of Lil Durk. And now, we're starting things off with a true legend of the Shy. At the outside of Chief Keef's career, he and Durk were friends. With both men in their teens and leading the way to make drill music a force in hip-hop, Durk even got a cameo in the video for an early Sosa track titled Bang. In terms of street politics, both men were Black Disciples but repped their own crews in GBE and OTF. But back when they were in the early stages of their careers, Durkio insisted that they were basically a unit. "We are all the same. Only the family and Glory Boys Entertainment," he informed Complex. "Everybody's family has two different names. Everybody says GBE and OTF. Everybody grew up together from the same block. Everybody knew each other since they were kids. We grew up with each other, and everyone's just got different music styles right now, doing their own things." As both men began killing the game and signed to major labels, they seemed unstoppable. And because of the buzz around them, it seemed like plenty of future collabs were on the way that would have fans losing their minds. But things allegedly started to go wrong around 2013 when Durk got himself locked up for a firearms charge. Held on 100k bond, it's believed that he reached out to Sosa to help bail him out. However, Keef not only refused, but seemed to take the opportunity to shade Durk's crew and insist they weren't any kind of united front anymore. OTG, only the glow. And with that, things went left. After his friends managed to raise the money to get him out, Durk immediately started hinting towards a problem with him and Sosa. He even shouted out the rappers who he felt had his back, while making what seemed like a veiled threat towards Keef. "You would have been got killed if it wasn't for 300. He even banned him from his own neighborhood. From there, he claimed that Sosa had a history of not looking out for his crew, including their mutual friend D Rose. Rather than respond directly to his threats, Keef decided to flex his wealth once more, and tried to make it evident that he didn't feel like it was his job to bail out all the BDs when they got locked up. As tension simmered, Sosa promptly became a target for the same kind of treatment that anyone else who crosses a criminal enterprise would get. By the looks of it, they wanted to get their hands on his funds, even if he didn't want to give them up. Soon, news of a robbery perpetrated by OTF members on a home rented by Keef and his manager led to the GBE leader getting relieved of some cash before the cops came around. Law enforcement sources say that suspects jumped over a wall at the home and threw bricks to break a window. At least one of the suspects is believed to have made it inside Chief Keef's house and made off with money. Luckily,
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Police officers were near the area when the break-in occurred and were able to stop the burglary. Although one suspect did fire a shot, which didn't hit anyone. Police later caught two of the suspects, while one fled in a car. The two suspects have since been booked on burglary and weapon charges. Despite the fact that it was known OTF members such as Bostop who were involved, Durk continued to insist that his problems with Keef were never that serious, and that the friction between them can be fixed.
"I can tweet a motherfucker and get into it with him, and we'd be on the song together 2 weeks.
That type of shit. Fans like that type of shit, bro. We motherfuckers like us, we don't look at it like that. But then that's when you come out with an album, and I come out with an album. That's like how Ross and Jeezy did.
In fact, he went as far as to say that one talk could clear it up.
There's more money out here. When you together, more money flowing, more fans. You share fan base. That's how I look at it. Niggas probably don't look at it like that. This shit could be going tomorrow, and you back right square one. Now you back in the streets.
Since then, the pair appear, publicly at least, to have patched things up.
You and Chief Keef seem to be cool now.
Yeah, we cool. We better than what we was. I had a grudge, he had a grudge. I'm saying we killed it, put it in the middle of the flow. I'm saying it's over with now. So we working. I'm saying we giving the fans what they want to see. They've been wanting to see that for a long time.
However, Dirk has regularly had to fend off claims that even though he and Sosa seem cool, he's sneakily shading him on tracks.
They said, I promise you, I don't be on there looking.
I swear, they said that you be dissing Keith.
Why?
Not taking care of the guys. Like,
if Keith don't take care of his guys, Keith just don't take care of his guys. If Keith take care of his guys, Keith take care of his guys.
Have you mentioned him about taking care of his guys or
not? I never heard him not taking care of his guys.
Okay.
All
right.
But it wasn't all one-way traffic. Last year, an allegedly leaked Keith song featuring disses towards Dirk, Boss Stop, and the late King Von surfaced online. This further fueled speculation that the war wasn't really over.
Like, if you from the streets and you know everything that he said in that rap, it all add up. They tiny his cousin, which is Rio, which is one of my friends who I call a friend. They was tying him saying they killed his cousin, was insinuating Von was insinuating he killed his cousin. And I think Keith had enough of it.
Still, things have continued to mellow out, and Dirk even congratulated Sosa on the success of his recent work. But what is notable is that since Dirk got hit with the indictment, Chief Keef hasn't expressed any desire to see him freed. So while this isn't exactly concrete evidence that there's still some real tension between them, it's something. On the other hand, with Sosa now far away from the streets of Chicago, he's now looked at as a primary example of how Dirk should have moved to avoid the kind of situation that he's in right now.
I was just young. The street life hit me. You know what I'm saying? Like the streets and everything that came with that, it hit me in like a hole, especially in Chicago. So when I moved to LA, I kind of like started getting better as a person type.
Yeah.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Yeah, so it took me to come to LA to actually grow out of what I was and who I was and how I was. You know, now I'm even talking like you couldn't get me to talk in an interview. I'll tell you what. How are you? 300. I ain't really speaking. I'm not being vocal. But nowadays, I mean, I got something to say, really, really.
Yeah, I love that.
While Keith and Dirk were former friends turned enemies, there are other rappers who wound up sparring with the OTF leader on Wax who had real street beef with him. I mean, just look at the very sad case of Lil Jojo. A teenage rapper who repped the Gangster Disciples crew, Brick Squad / IMG, Jojo went to the same high school as Lil Dirk. But they were always at odds, and allegedly, Dirk even got the hands from one of Jojo's friends in his younger years. As both men began entering the rap world, Dirk's rise to fame was aided by the release of a diss track titled Competition. In the song, Dirk came directly for Jojo's crew, even threatening one of his guys by name. Brick Squad K, I tweet the shit. Labels call, don't leak the shit. Loyal Money got the shit. I catch a op, I beat the shit. Catch Lil J, I heat his face. My little guy will meet with them. Lil Duck, he can't duck this clip. Wugga World K, cause they fuck with him. The track basically incited a war, and soon, Jojo responded with BDK, which stands for Black Disciple Killer. Over a Young Chop beat, Jojo sent shots across the boundaries of OTF and GBE, but he also allocated some bars for Dirk to let him know that things might escalate over his words. Dirk say fuck Brick Squad, so I can't wait to catch him. Squeezed his fucking 40, now they got him on a stretcher. Brick Squad, D-Block, bitch, we hella reckless. While BDK was an outright provocation of a rival gang, Jojo came for Smirk more specifically on I Got That Sack, with bars like, on the block with the gas, they know I keep that 30. Catch a op with the lamb, he gon' catch the whole 30. Dirk a hoe calling phones, saying he don't want no beef, But fuck this rap, I ain't gonna talk, I'ma leave it in the streets. With the release of BDK, JoJo had simultaneously provided an anthem for his crew and made himself into one of the most profitable targets for Black Disciples across the city. That's why it should come as no surprise that just days after the video came out, he was gunned down on the city's south side while riding a bike. Following a day of typically fiery Twitter interactions with his enemies, JoJo made a fatal mistake by confirming his exact location. LMAO, I'm on 069, stop the fucking flexing. Now, if it was meant to incite his rivals, it definitely worked. Because soon, a drive-by shooting would claim his life. As the war in Chirac continued to escalate, Dirk continued to take little shots at JoJo, both in his music and on Twitter. Might still be alive if he had a banshee, lol. And on the track, This Ain't What You Want, Dirk aimed at him directly with the line, claim 300, at a K you done. Considering he spent most of his life in Chicago, it's no surprise that a lot of his feuds are localized in the city. But that's not always the case, and sometimes he's even got into it with rappers from Cali like
Wanna try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. A drink of butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know everything.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Tyga and the Gang. This one is a weird story in terms of how it all came together, so stick with me. Initially, they all seemed cool. To begin with, Lil Durk posted a since-deleted Instagram video of him in the studio with Tyga and Chris Brown. Album on the way, studio with my West Coast family, he says. Hashtag in Tyga, Brown, and Ty Dolla Sign in the caption. Back then, getting a feature from someone like Tyga would have boosted Dirk's profile. But before it could come to fruition, Dirk decided to make a jibe at the expense of Tyga's ex, Blac Chyna, that he didn't appreciate. On a then unreleased song, Dirk spit the line, "What do strippers swallow? Malaya, Blac Chyna, just don't tell Tyga." Initially, Tyga asked him to remove the line, and Dirk obliged in exchange for a feature. But it went off the rails when the Rack City rapper decided to go back on his word. But French Montana, who was Dirk's Coke Boys label boss at the time, was still trying to avert any real drama and stop it before it could go too far.
And he was gonna do a song with you and it was gonna be all good, basically.
Yeah.
But he never did the song.
No.
So you ain't changing the line.
No.
So it's coming out as is.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna be expensive. Like, he ain't gonna take it as much as he would've took it before. You know, everybody had to talk. French still trying to set the call up.
Okay, so you guys haven't talked yet.
Yeah.
It was just a line like, I want her and shit. It wasn't no diss, he says. When we were in LA, me, Tyga, and Chris Brown, when we first did the hook, Tyga came in and heard the line, and he felt some type of way. Unwilling to let it die down, Dirk decided to mount up on the Chirac remix, dissing the former Young Money MC. Heard Tyga sneak dissing on me, telling thought bitches I'm not right. Tyga only got one name, but he ain't got one strike. He backpacked, so it's easy to get his shit snatched. In an interview after it was released, Dirk seemed to suggest that it wasn't so much a diss as it was a warning shot. I'd just be addressing shit. I wouldn't call it no beef. I just let him know. Backpack. Dirk says, you'll get your shit snatched for real. Just let him know. This ain't that. You spinning me like I'm some little kid or something. Outside of music, it's still real. You can't play with us like that. But despite the warning, Tyga proceeded to mount up and respond on the track Chirac to LA, where he tried to downplay Dirk's game and insisted that he would win. Can't get touched when it's hammer time. Who the fuck is Lil Dirk? I dust you like Ash and Perp. Your flow whack, my flow crack. Got marble floors, your floors crack. But he wasn't the only one who provided a verse on the track. Always ready to defend the West Coast against any invaders, the game provided his own verse on the track. Tyga hit me like Dirk dissing, Dirk Nowitzki, Dirk who? Never heard of these, some of the nerve of these. Don't make me put on burgundy, let the AK, I'm serving these. Yo T-Raw, time to murder these. Straight away, Dirk found it laughable that they were even coming at him. What the fuck Tyga was talking about, lol. He let the game get all the song so Tyga can feel tough. Lil Durk wrote on Twitter, I'm on their ass. No let up. Talk that street shit, I'm with all the bullshit. Typically, Durk refused to back down. So he declared he would holler at Game's ex-fiance, Tiffany Camber.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Bridge on LA radios.
What, Tiffany Fox?
As for the game, he has since reflected on how he engaged in it, no question is asked. And as it turns out, he legitimately didn't have any idea about who he was dissing.
Tyga and Durk had some drama. I didn't even know who Little Durk was, but again, man, I pretty much hold myself in this capacity where I'm like anything taking shots at the West Coast, like I'm a live and die for. So Tyga hit me, he was like, I want you on this song, man, and I'm beefing with, you know, Little Durk. I'm like,
while things never really got resolved between himself and Tyga, his issues with the game came to a head at a standoff when they confronted one another in a club. To some, it looked like it might have ended really badly. Not gonna hold you, Game would have died if he went outside. They didn't want to fight, trust me. The entire situation seemed incredibly combustible, but after OGs intervened, they managed to put their differences aside.
The club scene was more like, that's our first time seeing each other, that asshole was tension. You know what I'm saying? He had his people had tension, we had tension, so we just brought it to the middle of the club, caused a big ass scene, but at the end of the day, it was street politics.
So what happened after the club?
Next morning, a couple of the big, like, older guys out here, the old school guys out here, put us on a three-way call. We saying we squashing.
As Game reflected, they got a chance to squash it at an event hosted by another superstar rapper.
I ran into him at this Rick Ross party, and we had mutual homies, so we squashed it there. On video, it looks like, you know, whatever people thought it was. They said Drake, I mean, Durk came to L.A. and he punked Game. But
I remember, yeah, it was at the Supper Club, I think.
No, it was downtown.
Was it downtown? Okay, because I remember I interviewed Durk right afterwards.
Right.
And me and his brother kind of became cool during this time, right. But it seemed like a whole bunch of nothing.
Although Game and Durk both escaped without anything going wrong, Charlamagne believed he should have stayed out of it. Particularly because the act of engaging in a war with someone like Durk is potentially hazardous to your health.
I don't like Tyga as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he makes some stuff that's kind of hot in the club, but I'm not going out to buy the next Tyga album or riding around listening to Tyga's music. But I'm pretty sure Tyga could have held his own against Lil Durk. Lil Durk's cool, you know what I'm saying? You had to join, you know, this ain't what they want. But I didn't see no need for a lyricist like Game. I didn't see any reason for Game to jump in that. At all. Game delivered some great balls like we know he could, but I didn't see the point. And furthermore, I never see a reason to beef with somebody from Chicago unless you absolutely have to. Because them niggas is killers.
And if anyone knows how dangerous that can get, just look at Quando Rondo. The man whose attempted homicide landed Durk in the predicament that he's in right now. Initially, Durk was cool with Quando, who was aligned with NBA Youngboy and his label. However, things went in an opposite direction when Durk's artist King Von claimed Youngboy's music.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Music wasn't authentic.
He ain't even like that. On his ass now.
On his ass.
All that cap. You got cap in your raps.
This led to constant mudslinging between the two sides, and as things heated up, it eventually led to the infamous incident at an Atlanta hookah lounge where, after a fight ensued, King Von was killed by Quando's affiliate Lil Tim. In the aftermath, NBA Youngboy immediately sprung to Quando's side and began dissing Von at every opportunity. This that Squid Game, O-Block Packet wrapped up. Murder what they said, Atlanta dude get fold up. But Durk wasn't going to take that without retaliating either. And soon, he dropped the track Aha, where he said, people acting like they really like that since my Brody died. Just got out the feds, you bring up murders with your police ass. Claiming that they can't claim it if they didn't do it, NBA Youngboy and Dirk were officially at war.
And I'm speaking for the whole Chicago. You ain't there. Shut the fuck up. You weren't there. So you made a diss and said something about Vaughn. That's why I don't fuck with you. You ain't did shit. You did zero in reality. It just happened the way it happened.
As the two were initially set to drop projects on the same day, Dirk continued to battle with Youngboy and even shot down claims that he was trying to use him for publicity because he was frankly bigger than him.
So you're not trying to use him for promo? For what? That's what people believe. Why would I use you for promo when I know I'm outselling you? A motherfucker sit up and be like, man, you gonna outsell him, but he have a bigger degenerate. So why is I'm who's I'm using? Who using who for promo? Okay.
All Youngboy fans talk about right now.
Did I drop an album?
Is how much they mad at you.
Did I drop an album?
Well, you said you were dropping an album. That's why he dropped his album. He wants to compete.
So who buying who?
All the while, Quando Rondo kept throwing shots in his direction, including explicit references to Vaughn's death on tracks like Soul Reaper. Ran up on me, then we spanked him. I'm taking lights out. We do the dash in that Durango. Jump out with the pipe out. So tell him to pipe down. But the beef was a persistent problem for Rondo, and it reached a point where Quando was allegedly pleading with him to lay off as the constant threat meant that he was always looking over his shoulder. Still, this didn't stop him from coming at Dirk on tracks like Want Me Dead, even imploring him and his team to slide. We stepped on your brother, steady stepping, steady flexing. Coming up the score, Lil Double O, Tote Smith and Wesson. Whole 100 shots missed at the show. Y'all must be fucking capping. As it turns out, that might have been a mistake, because as we know now, it's being alleged that Dirk hired several OTF members who attempted to kill Quando at a gas station in LA. In the crossfire, Quando's friend Lil Pop was killed, and it's safe to say that this has torn him apart ever since.
Man, big bro, man, cuz I'm about to keep it real with you, man. All that shit you heard was cap. Nobody know what the fuck really going on, bro. But that shit ain't really got nothing to do with me, bro.
Okay.
Like, and I love my mans. I love Paul.
I'm sorry for your loss, man. And that was your...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Closest friend?
Nah, yeah, but I fucked it with that, bro, nigga. That nigga was one nigga that used to actually get on my ass. Like, little bro, like, what you doing? You tripping? Let's do this. Little bro, let's go to the studio. Like, man, that man was a real nigga. He just was all about his paper.
As Dirk was arrested, Quando actually made a surprising move in that he forgave him. We didn't get into the industry just to stay trapped in the street life. He wrote in an IG post as the news broke, "We have families and communities counting on us. It's time to leave all that behind. We've lost too much already. Forgiveness is heavy on my heart now for anyone I had issues with. It's all love for me. Praying for everyone. Life goes on." But while Quando had the opportunity to put all the beef behind him, the same can't be said for FBG Duck. Among the most legendary figures from 63rd, Duck was a persistent thorn in the side of O-Block, both in the streets and when he ventured into the studio. Following his breakout single Slide, Duck routinely released tracks which took aim at his enemies. And as a longtime friend of the late Tuca, just take a look at the track Dead Bitches, where he name drops various beloved members of the BDs who were killed. Because of his ruthless approach of mentioning ops, Duck was under no illusion that there weren't people who wanted to take him out.
Well, I mean, you mentioned this before. You feel that people want to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that go through your mind pretty much every day when you wake up?
Every day, all day. It changed how I move, everything. Of course I know motherfuckers want to kill me. I'm a very disrespectful person. I know what I did in my lifetime.
Often, people pointed to Dead Bitches as the reason he passed on. But the truth is that it was more of a cumulative effect. Driving a trip to Chicago's plush shopping district, Duck was assassinated by four people who emerged from two cars and shot him while he was shopping in Chicago. He sustained 16 shots in the process. According to sources, Duck had grown leery of letting people know his whereabouts because he received death threats from opposing gang members in the drill rap scene. 20 minutes before the shooting, a Ford Fusion and a Chrysler 300 left O'Block and sped towards Duck's location after they were tipped off about his whereabouts. At 4:26 p.m., the cars pulled in front of Duck's girlfriend's vehicle midway through their shopping trip and fired on them before driving off. It has since been alleged that Vaughn had placed a $100,000 price tag on Duck's head, with one witness later claiming that Vaughn purchased custom-made necklaces for O'Block members responsible for the murder. Since then, six members of O'Block have been indicted. All the while, Dirk has routinely snitched on himself. He released tracks like Should've Ducked, where he literally recapped the events of the killing. You come outside with your gun, little boy, you dumb as fuck. Ain't no quick run to the store. They pop out, fire you up. I told my PO through the gate, I get high as fuck. She asked me how high do I get, I told her high as duck. Man, he talking about ganging this bitch. He ain't get back from that one shit, man.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Gang in on shit. Phone him posted up outside. Draco's hanging and shit. Before he died, his ass a goofy, now he famous and shit. In response, FBG Duck's grieving mother has repeatedly asked him to stop.
Y'all really showing, y'all rich out mixing in my motherfucking son. Y'all rich out mixing in Tuca. Show your crap. Do something else besides this and music.
But recently, she changed her approach, instead requiring that Dirk help her to end the violence in Chicago once and for all. But considering the consistent manner that Dirk has treated the deaths of other members of the crew, he likely doesn't want to be involved. When FBG Cash passed away, Dirk first trolled his loved ones by acting like he didn't know him.
Were you dissing that nigga FBG Cash on the computer murders? Because you responded to.
Who?
FBG Cash. He posted up at the mural. And he made a song about it.
Don't know who died?
Rest in peace, yes.
I don't like mentioning to the dead.
You know what I'm talking about.
Can I see his face?
Nah. Dirt, man, you petty, man.
I see his face.
You having fun.
But he didn't stop there, and on various IG Lives, he mocked his demise alongside other friends.
You mentioned the Dirt situation after he went on live with his homies, and you know they were cracking jokes about Cash and things like that. That's really where you come in with the, you feel like he should be a better leader.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, it's funny who he had, the main nigga he got on there. It's funny, niggas laughing. They put your muscle in the wheelchair. Therapy can't be working because that pussy nigga still there. You feel me? That's the main nigga that was on the camera. He ha ha. You happy now? You know what I'm saying? Even in the song, I ain't got to, he know what he said in the song and all that. Cash died that same type of way though, you feel me? And that's, you know, but.
But in the view of King Yella, this is one of the numerous missteps that landed him where he is now.
You know what the feds do? You know, I'm on federal papers right now as we speak. You know what the feds do? They let you get your money, they let you do everything so they can come take everything from your dumb ass. The feds keep your money. That's what they do it for. They confiscate everything from you. The reason they doing all that, they don't want, why the fuck I'm gonna come get you right now when you broke, you don't have nothing. I'm gonna wait till you take over the world because I'm gonna take your whole world from you. And niggas don't even know that. Like your daddy just did 30 years in the feds. You need to sit down, you a Muslim now, nigga, and talk to the nigga. Dad, how's this going on? Yeah, talk to your daddy, man. That's what he need to do. That's all I'm saying. These niggas gotta be smarter.
Today, Ruga is still leading the charge against Dirk via his output, while FBG Butta essentially predicted that Dirk would get jammed up for his role in attempting to aid the shooters in getting away.
Vaughn is dead, right?
Okay, well,
how the fuck is these niggas paying for a jet?
At the time, yeah.
Who the fuck got a jet fueled up and got these boys flew to Chicago in 5 hours? Who got money to do?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
They ain't got no jet money, gang.
I don't got jet money.
Come on, bro. Stop playing. Think about it.
They called Dirk. Hey, you get them fucking guys here. We're going to come get you with them. Because just like the evidence they had on Shorty, and they had on Dirk, too, that you just paid to get your fucking brother killed. How you not in jail?
In Duck, we see another victim of the Chicago streets that Dirk has savored the passing of. But there are perhaps no two people whose deaths he has celebrated to the level of Mubu Crump and 051 Melly. First, let's start with Melly. A notorious shooter from the city who is said to have been responsible for 15 bodies, he gained Dirk's hatred for his apparent role in the death of OTS Nooski, who was murdered just 2 days after signing a deal with Dirk's label.
That nigga in traffic, man. Slide on bro nip. Now I gotta keep my bitch with me. It's a lot of fuck niggas out here hating. You know, once you get on top, niggas feel some type of way. Niggas know how we coming though, man. We out here.
This led to an altercation at a TI meet and greet between the crews, formerly bringing Mubu Crump and King Louie into the beef in the process. After that, the so-called scorekeeper took a field trip to show where Nooski died.
Nooski. They left his ass right here. They left his ass up here on folks and them tweak. Buying some shoes. Y'all see real niggas be up here though. Nigga play with me up here on folks in this building with bitch on the news.
As things continued to get messy, Mubu looked to destroy the reputation of Lil Durk as a feared presence on the streets by telling a story of when Lil Reese reportedly choked him out after an apparent robbery attempt.
Nigga ball out, tapped the nigga Durk like, you bitch ass nigga, I heard you say about the chain. And then next thing you know, Reese like, nigga, where that chain at on BD? Jump over there and choke him. I'm like, damn. Choke a book out of him, folks. Bitch ass nigga, didn't I tell you? Next thing you know, my little brother like, hell no, my little brother, Dirk right now taking the choke like a Gino, you feel me? Taking that bitch like you would choke your bitch. He's like, come on, baby, don't choke him. So they choking the nigga, you feel me? So.
Meanwhile, 051 Melly took to driving around Chicago, mockingly listening to Dirk's music.
I just took cover your homies to a cemetery. And you know he did it, you ain't did nothing.
He even campaigned for Dirk's freedom when he and King Von were hit with an attempted murder charge. But not because he cared about Dirk. In fact, it was the opposite that compelled him to want to see him on the streets again.
That's how free Dirk and Von. Freedom niggas though, I'd rather them dead than in jail, bitch.
Since then, both men have passed on in violent fashion. In 2018, Mubu was killed in a drive-by outside of his home, while Melly was ambushed at a house party that he reportedly knew was a setup. Since then, Dirk has appeared to reference their deaths on countless tracks with bars like,
only Zazan that I smoke is crump and tuka them.
And see the one that killed my blood laying in blood, I can rest.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
However, one bar that prosecutors are potentially going to point to is from the track Sing This Song, where he spit, "Money on my cousin killer, I couldn't wait till I was rich." Considering that he's currently facing a big murder for hire charge, Dirk inferring that he had paid a hitman to take out Melly and avenge Nooski is going to be a tough obstacle for his legal team to overcome. What's become clear is that messing with Lil Dirk is a very treacherous road to go down. Now, with so many stories where he seemed to have been on the fringes of crazy, often violent events in the history of Chirac and further afield, it looks like the prosecutors might have an easy job in trying to connect the dots.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Safety.